You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
Go.
Wah, go. Wah, wah.
Go. Go. Go.
Wah, wah, wah. I just came up with that.
You know, a lot of people have been telling me that I've been pouring my beer wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They've been saying that you're supposed to actually, there's this new trend going on, that you're supposed to pour it all in and let all the foam happen.
That's what sounds like a waste of beer.
Yeah, it does sound like a waste of beer.
You know what else sounds like a waste of time?
And what?
Motherfuckers in other motherfuckers' business. Oh, my glasses.
Oh, no.
First and foremost, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Bubble Bath Stories, your favorite 15-minute podcast.
I'm Manny Oso.
I'm Nikki Trends. We took a little poll before we recorded, and it was a tie.
Yeah?
Between adult maturity...
and
15 minutes of just complaining.
Well, because you couldn't decide on what exactly to do this episode on. Because you had things to talk about.
It's been a short week for some of you. A very long week for us, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of things have happened in 2 weeks we last talked to you guys. All things worth noting. First and foremost, thank you to everybody who wished me many birthday wishes. Thank you.
Yeah.
My birthday was a little up and down.
Yeah.
But for the most part, shout out to Manny for baking me a cake and having family over. Yeah. It was delicious and cute.
That cake was good.
And we did have a really fun time the day after. But then there was like a bunch of other stuff in between that was just
We went to the Spicescape, right? And that thing was cool because it was an escape room, but it was a bunch of different rooms.
It was the most intricate thing.
Yeah.
Escape room I have ever been in my whole entire life.
I mean, what kind of escape rooms have you been into?
I went to a zombie one where literally there was somebody like hooked to a chain, and every like 15 minutes, they let the chain go a little bit longer, and if the zombie touched you, you were infected, which means you were out.
Did you get infected?
No. I don't even know if we finished it.
What else?
It was fun.
I've only been to one, and it was like a World War II theme, and at the time, nobody except me knew like random things about World War II. So everybody was like, just rummage through everything.
I hate doing escape rooms with strangers, which was really great, because at Spyscape, it was just me and you.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then we went and saw Cocaine Bear.
Oh, yeah. That movie was interesting.
I enjoyed it.
I was a fan of how real they made that bear look.
It was gory, though.
Yeah, it was.
And, I will say that.
It had character actors, Margot, I can never say her last name. No, that was a great movie. I can see a lot of people watching that. I can see why it got a lot of views.
But before that, do you want to... How should we do this? Should we give a complaint and then how we came to our adult maturity?
Well, I gotta tell you. So I've been telling people how I basically just got my hands on a PS4. And I've been playing some games, you know, just trying to get back into it. Right?
Yes.
So the last couple days off I've had, I've been setting myself up like, yo, I'm going to get everything I need to get done out of the way so I can spend a couple hours just hanging out.
Yes.
And I'll get like an entire day out of the way just to like sit down for a couple hours, right? And the first thing I gotta do, I don't know what it is about games right now. I guess maybe I missed the train.
Probably.
But you got to go through like 30, 40 minutes of cutscenes before you get to the actual game part. And I'm sitting there like, oh my god, another scene? And I'm like, I guess I could skip
it. Hello, if there were no scenes, there'd be no show The Last of Us. So the cutscenes are very important, obviously.
I know, but I'm just like, can't y'all talk while I'm walking forward?
I would say building the avatar is probably the most painstakingly like long process.
So they just came out with the new WWE game.
Okay, and I'm excited about
it. Well, I want to test it out. I want to try it out just so because I want to create bone saw actually. Yeah, exactly.
All my bonies. No, is that like a good name? All my bonies. They know who I'm talking about.
Well, apparently this version is like really, really intricate with that. Like, it's got a lot of updates from what they're saying as the details you can add to your own character.
Okay.
So maybe you can add like some signs out there that say, to my bonies, I'm a bony.
That's terrible. Anyway, okay, so that was your complaint.
Yeah. Too many cutscenes, not enough game.
Too many cutscenes. What
about you?
Oh my god. I don't think people should do birthday shout outs.
Birthday shout outs. You
in the workplace.
Oh, at work.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain this.
Guys, my ego has been beaten down all week. So it is my birthday. I go to my office. Obviously, I'm wearing my birthday sash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got this sash, right? It's all pink, bright. She only allows other very, very, very close friends to use it as well. Or she'll force it on you if it's your birthday.
Anyway, hater. Anyway, so whatever. I'm being funny. I have a crown. So we have this all hands meeting, and this my coworker essentially is like, we got a special birthday in the house.
Yeah.
And says somebody else's name.
Oh, it was somebody else's birthday?
Yeah, so just as I like turned around.
How many other birthdays were there other than you and this other
it
person?
It was just mine. So okay, let's for all the people watching, let's like replay this, okay?
Okay.
You are...
Hey, everybody, we got a special birthday shout-out. No one else except this other person.
And Nikki.
And Nikki.
I first of all, was fighting back tears for sure. Like, now I can laugh about it because it is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
But way to make somebody feel bad. So then, they're seeing...
Wait, did the office know?
Yes, well, the people on my floor and, like, the people I walked in with...
They knew it was coming, right?
Yeah, like, they knew. But it was, and also, I was sitting on the same side as this person. So, like, how could you not see me? The other birthday person was super gracious. Like, we were high-fiving because we're both March 13th babies. And I was like, oh, my God. But my boss then pulls me aside hysterically laughing.
Yeah.
Because he saw my reaction. Like, as they were singing happy birthday, I was just on my phone like this.
So the birthday shout-outs can backfire.
Oh, my God. And here's the thing, right? Like, I don't know if this is new or not, but specifically in my office, nobody wants anybody to know their birthday.
Yeah.
Like, it's super weird. Like, nobody's, like, celebratory about it. They're just kind of like, yeah, whatever. Which is fine, I guess.
Do you think these people are just holding it in?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe they're already jaded from life.
I mean, a lot of people out there, believe it or not, aren't huge fans of celebrating their birthday.
I know, which is fine. Mm. But could you imagine that I'm wearing all this and it was an afterthought? Oh my God, I'm reliving it all over again.
Y'all gotta see this sash and you'll understand why...
I love that thing. Stop it. It was a gift.
And Nikki, why isn't that in my notes?
Oh, let's talk about, as you have noticed, our sound has not changed because Porch Pirates.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Have decided to infiltrate us.
You know, for the last couple months, even during Christmas, we didn't really have much of a problem with...
We didn't.
With Porch Pirates. With
usually it wouldn't be a problem for returning, but in this situation, of course, it's, you know, we order a new mic, they literally open the box. These little motherfuckers had time to open the box and take contents of the box out.
Yeah, and then they put all the stuffing, like the padding, back in the box.
Those little shits.
Closed it, and they did that to everyone else in the building.
This is Friday before my actual birthday, by the way.
I gotta tell you, it's almost as if they were like just following the delivery person, like house after house.
Well, whatever. It would have been fine if I didn't have to fill out a fucking police report that still has not been filed.
Yeah.
It's been 2 weeks, y'all. It's been two... Well, by the time this comes out, it's been like a whole week. By the time I even get to talk to anyone, it's going to be like another week.
You had them come over. So what part of the process are you? Just the beginning?
No one's filed the fucking report.
Oh, my gosh. And you need that for the refund.
Yes, and I can't get the refund without... It's like my... Like... No, I want to be vengeful, almost like a Batman, vigilante of, like, packages. Because, what the actual fuck? You couldn't steal anything else?
Yeah.
Like, it would have been those Amazon boxes, it's way easier to get a refund or get it resent to you. This has been a whole fucking process.
Yeah.
So, to show that we are not letting these porch pirates win... We're just going to keep doing the show without a microphone.
Yeah, until we get that situation fixed.
That was Friday before my birthday.
Yeah.
That wasn't fun.
It makes us more vigilant, I guess, with packages we got coming this way. But I guess we got to find a place to have packages delivered.
I'm just going to have it sent to my job. That's all. That's all we can do.
Yeah. Or
which is annoying.
Or, like, to our favorite restaurant and be like, oh, I'm here to pick up food in the back. That's mine right there.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I wonder if people do that.
I don't know. You know what else has been shitty?
What?
Our upstairs neighbors.
So, what's up with being a neighbor? I thought that, like, that, you know, we're all in it together. I mean, it's definitely supposed to be us against the landlord, right?
It is not.
It's not us against the landlord?
It is not us.
These days, people are like us against each other.
Yes, it is us against each other.
Okay, so like, I think that a complaint about something that doesn't have to do with like the apartment maintenance. Like, if you think your neighbor's smoking weed or smoking cigarettes, talk to them first. You don't gotta talk to the landlord.
Yeah, Susan, because what is he going to do?
Because the landlord can't do anything about it. Yeah.
Fucking schmuck. Oh, my God. It's just, like, such a cunty thing to do. Like, we make cookies for the building.
All right, so what's up with the neighbor thing? Like, why'd you want to bring that up?
Well, because she's, like... What a bitch. And then she sees me the next day, or I don't know, what day was this?
It was like less than a week later.
It was like, what happened? It was a Monday, right? Mm-hmm. The Monday before my birthday.
Yeah.
And so like, whatever, she's been complaining about us. We smoke weed, not a big deal. We do it outside. And I think we're pretty fair. But, like, this hoe is talking about that is going on in her house. That's, like, impossible.
I mean...
But also, here's the thing. You're complaining to the landlord. I'm unsure what you think's gonna happen there. But then the next day she had seen me and was, like, trying to be my friend and smile on my face. But why? You could do that, but you can't tell us, hey...
Yeah.
You guys smoking in the apartment? No. You don't even do that.
Yo, are you the type to, you there listening? Are you the type to complain about your neighbor and then just smile at their face? I don't know if I don't think I can do that.
I think you could.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
I don't really, like, I just don't talk to them. But smile
what?
At them.
What are you talking about? You were, like, the neighborhood fan favorite.
I mean, because I don't do anything wrong to anybody.
Oh, what the fuck? I don't do anything.
I don't know why this lady complained about us, to be honest. It's not like we don't bring her packages in.
Well, why not? Not anymore, bitch.
Yeah, right.
How about that? How about everybody for themselves? But I will say this. Okay, so before we recorded this, I had a birthday plan where my friends were going to come out with us. We were going to go in indoor go-karting. This is going to be so fun.
We thought we were the only ones in New Jersey going.
Bitch. Why was it a 5-hour wait? You had to get in line. Okay, so the line was out the door around the corner.
Well, before that, We rented a car and drove
to go to Jersey
and drove from Manhattan to Edison, New Jersey, which is basically in Philadelphia.
Is it?
Basically, we were just like an hour away from Philadelphia.
We were?
Yeah.
We should have just went to Philadelphia. Anyway, so the line is out the door around the corner.
Yeah.
You have to stand on line and get tickets to get in. And, like, obviously the whole party wasn't there. So they weren't letting you get tickets for anybody else. Only yourselves. Then
this place is called Supercharge. It was like a gaming place.
And then the guy is like, it's a 5-hour wait to race. Huh?
Yeah.
Give me how long? Me and Manny looked at each other like, what age? It's 5 hours. Like, how long is this damn indoor? Like, how long is the laps?
How long is the place open? I was thinking.
5-hour wait. Plus, it was like an hour and a half wait, I think, for like the restaurant. It was fucking insane.
Yeah.
So, shout out to everybody who was going to be late, because mm-hmm. we caught everybody just in time before they left.
Before they made that trip.
Saturday, a bus. Shout out to my cousin, Brandon. We had some pizza. But, like...
No, see, like, I didn't expect it to be like that, but this is one of those places that, like, it's like one of those family fun time areas, you know?
Yeah.
So they got everything there. They got go-karting, they got bumper carts, they got arcade, mini golf, everything, like all everything. And so when we went, we thought, oh, we're just going to like go in, and if there's like a line, maybe like a little bit of a wait.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting a line all the way around the building.
It was crazy. So the Saturday was a bus, and I came to the realization, maybe Tuesday was my birthday celebration.
And that was it.
And I had to let it go. I had to.
Yeah.
I had amazing cake. That cake was so fucking good.
Well, I guess it is time for the like week-long type of celebration to be
but
done.
I don't think it was a week-long celebration.
I mean, it was from Monday to Saturday.
Oh my god, what I just want you guys to know that Manny's such a bullshitter, okay? Because Saturday I was just doing something because I didn't have to work, and so like everything, so like friends could hang out. Who the hell's hanging out on a Monday?
Yeah.
And then Tuesday I decided to take off because it was his day off. So, like, it wasn't a week-long celebration, you turd. And also, you kept telling me happy birthday every day.
Yeah.
So, whatever. There goes the adult maturity. So, I mean, just, like, flew out the window.
Have you ever done the week-long celebration?
No, who can afford that?
You never done that even as a younger person?
No, like, first of all, I am young bitches. No, it's always like a weekend thing. Like Saturday, you go out, and Sunday is brunch.
I've known people who do that. It sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it's expensive too. I'm not rich. What are we doing for a whole week?
Yeah, right.
But anyway, you're a loser. I'm gonna let you some more off camera. How dare you? Yeah. Sometimes that's what adult maturity is. Expecting it maybe for it to be great and being able to laugh at it when it's not.
Yeah, being okay with it.
And, you know, although some unfortunate things have happened to us in the last couple weeks, if that's the worst of it, I welcome it.
Yeah.
Because at least we can laugh about it. And maybe for great content.
That's maturity.
That's maturity, folks. Let us know when you got your adult maturity.
Yes, yes, definitely.
If you guys want to know what we're up to, you can catch us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Bubble Bath Stories.
You can find me at Got No Time For This.
And you can find me at Nikki Trends on Instagram. And if you're looking for official merchandise, you can go to our website at bubblebathstories.co. And don't forget to check out our section, group discussions, where we talk to other podcasters.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Well, I guess until next time, duckies.
Bye.
Bye.